Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pipes burst across New England yesterday after the weather went from, 10 below to 30 above. The West is seeing record high temperatures. There was that October hurricane in Georgia, fall hailstorms in Texas, and weather is hitting one business particularly hard. Pecans. But growers in Arizona and New Mexico did not get hit by bad weather and so may be able to profit off some historically high prices because of demand from China. Carrie Young from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
It's harvest season in the Green Valley pecan orchard in Sahorita, Arizona, which means right now it can feel a lot like it's raining pecans. It all starts with an army of large machines that grab hold of pecan trees and shakes the nuts off their branches.
My father began planting pecans in 1965.
Dick Walden is the president of Farmers Investment Company, the parent company of this pecan farm. He says right now, business is good.
There's a strong international demand, has been growing since the early 80s.
That market growth began when demand for pecans took hold in Europe. But Walden says in the last 10 years, the growth has been more drastic.
China has become a major importer of in-shell pecans, using recent numbers, maybe 18 or 20% of the world's pecan supply have been destined for China.
Also driving demand, more of the world's consumers now consider nuts a health food full of good fats. Thanks to these strong market conditions, the Walden family decided to expand their orchard. Not an easy decision for any farmer, says Harold Payne, the president of the Arizona Pecan Growers Association.
It isn't a crop that you, if the market goes bad, decide where you're going to take it out, because you're married to that crop once you put it in the ground.
Because unlike other produce, like corn or potatoes, orchards are a long-term investment. Payne says it takes 10 years for pecan trees to mature and reach full productivity. Most farmers don't start making money on their new acres until about that time. Still, Payne says, many investors are taking the plunge.
We don't have hard numbers because nobody really does an accurate survey, but the last survey I saw, they estimated there's about 7,500 to 8,000 acres of new pecans either in or being planned in Arizona in the next several years.
That's a 50% increase. And while it mirrors a national trend, the crop is expanding here in Arizona, the country's fourth largest pecan producer, for several reasons.
We have a dependable water supply, we have good soils, we have good climate. And so our production is much more consistent than, for example, I mentioned in Georgia where they had a bad year because of too much rain.
Yes, Arizona, a state that many think of as a dusty desert, does have a relatively dependable water supply. That's thanks to policies that date back to the 80s that encouraged banking water and regulated much of the future development of water-hungry farmland.
The interesting thing about pecans is that, you know, in general, it's not your, you know, mom and pop with an acre kind of thing. These are big companies with a lot of investment and a lot of capital.
That's Arizona State University agribusiness economist Tim Richards. He explains those big players are needed because when the demand for pecans rises, increasing the supply takes a long time. So the question is, when pecans on those newly planted trees are ready to harvest, will China still need them?
Forecasting demand from China is always a hard thing. There still is a simple fact that there's 1.3 billion people. They're becoming more wealthy. They're starting to have Western diets. And they're having our health problems, too, unfortunately. So as they have their health problems, they start to turn to healthier foods, kind of ironically, down the road.
Which means, for the time being, orchards here and throughout the country will continue to expand. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young in Sahorita, Arizona.